Dusty Donis back on Katy Country 94 Sports with K-State offensive lineman Dalton Reisner. First, thanks for taking some time here, making the Catbacker tour. What's your favorite thing about going around on these tours?
Yeah, you know, I haven't had the opportunity to go to a whole lot of these, but I've been to a couple this year, and honestly, it's pretty incredible to see, you know, our fan base. And driving out here, I was driving out here with Coach Mo Lattimore. He's been around the program for years, and I was catching up with him, and we're driving by silos, and they have Power Cats on them. We're driving through every vehicle has a Power Cat on it. It's pretty cool, and, you know, coming out here, being able to give back to fans that come to all the games during the year, it's truly a blessing. You know, we really enjoy it, and we get to see what great fans we actually have.
Looking at your program right now, unfortunately, there's been some things going on that are off-the-field issues with Corey Sutton and his transfer and not being granted the release, but he finally did get that release. What does that do for your team as far as how big of a distraction is that for you guys right now?
Yeah, you know, it's a tough situation. You know, that's something that, you know, no one likes. Obviously, no one likes to see that. You know, it's something that we don't want to happen, but at the same time, the team did a tremendous job of keeping our heads on straight and staying focused on what we have. Yeah, we know that situation's going on. We're aware that's a past teammate of ours. At the same time, we know that we're trying to win a Big 12 championship, and we can't think about that. We have other things that need to be on our mind, like summer school and making our 6 a.m. workouts and things of that nature. So the team did a tremendous job of keeping our head on straight and just keep grinding, and we did a great job, and we're glad now that it's kind of blown over. And you know Kansas State, man, we're not used to being out there in the spotlight getting talked about, so we like getting nestled right back in where we belong. So we're trucking along and moving along just fine after that.
To that end, you're talking about getting ready for this Big 12 season, this season coming up. What are you doing right now as far as that's concerned, and what's the process like as you get ready for that season opener?
Yeah, you know, all summer we have workouts. We're supposed to be here all summer. We have Saturday and Sunday off, but Monday through Friday we have 6 a.m. workouts. We have lifting for an hour and a half every day. We have players ran practices. We have summer school. We have tutoring. I tell you what, it doesn't feel like summer, man. And that's what it's supposed to be like. You know, if you're trying to be a great team, you shouldn't be at the lake all day. You shouldn't be fishing. You know, you should be getting ready to, you know, go and play a great season. And that's what we're doing, you know, Monday through Friday. And we get Saturday and Sunday to put our feet up and hang out and get back to work on Monday. So that's how it'll be all summer. And I tell you what, you know, we've only been in summer workouts for about 4 or 5 days now, but the team is focused and we're working really, really well. And just a bunch of competitive guys on the team. It's exciting.
You guys have a lot of experience back and expected to do some big things. I don't think maybe nationally they're recognizing that, but around here they certainly are. What are your thoughts about what this team can be?
Yeah, you know, we never, ever are recognized nationally to begin a year. But this year I've seen a couple rankings of us preseason ranked number 18 or 16 or whatever it is. And even though we think we deserve higher than that, you know, it tells us something that we are getting some attention because we never do. And, you know, that tells us that people are starting to notice that we're doing something special here. And the trick is to not get all caught up in that and not to say, you know, we're going to win a Big 12 title guaranteed or anything like that. We just got to keep our heads down and continue to work because that's what we did all last year. And we fell short to two or three games by a matter of 10 points altogether. You know, it was close games throughout the whole season. We finished 9-4 and beat a great Texas A&M team. And we did that because we worked hard all year and we didn't get too in over our heads. We didn't get too arrogant. We didn't get anything like that. So our goal is to do the same thing this year. And if we can keep our heads down and continue to work and stay together as a unit, you know, I think that big things can come our way.
A game like Vanderbilt going to play an SEC team like that, and I know your coaches are going to tell you focus on game one, but with this schedule that you're going to have this season, how much can that build you up and getting a chance to, you know, fight for a playoff berth even?
It's absolutely huge. You know, we have a schedule where the Big 12 play is tough, regardless of what anyone says. Big 12 play is tough, anyone that you're playing. It's some great teams in the Big 12. But when you're thinking about our non-conference games, you know, usually we have some the past few years we haven't had games that were too big. You know, last year we had Stanford, which was a big game, and didn't quite capitalize, and we had a great opportunity to. But that was game one. You know, this year I'm excited. You know, we got two great teams that we play. You know, we play Charlotte and Central Arkansas, great teams. Great football teams. We're going to have to prepare for them. But we got Vanderbilt the third game of the year. So we kind of have some weeks to work out the kinks and get ready. And a game like that, that is huge going into Big 12 play. You know, it's a big game that, you know, they're going to look back on at the end of the year. If we have the season that we are hoping to have, you know, they look back on that game, you know, that might be a deal breaker on, you know, whether we, you know, have a shot at a Big 12 title or whether we have a shot at, you know, the playoffs, you know. But at the same time, just like Coach says, I'm not looking forward to any of those games. Right now we're focused on Central Arkansas and mainly just focused on getting our team ready to go. So we're excited.
K-State offensive lineman Dalton Reisner. Dalton, thanks for the time, and good to see you here tonight.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. I'm happy to be here.